Good evening. You are tuned to KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland. It's just after 11 o'clock on the second Monday of the month. That means it's time for the listeners. Your live, completely improvised radio theater show. Over in Studio Double I, we've got a quartet of intrepid improvisers who'll be taking journeys to various locales determined by various sound effects provided by me, your engineer. So let's send them to some place fun right now, shall we?
Hey, Roy! Roy!
Yeah, I'm Louie.
I got a strike!
I saw you got a strike. I know what a strike is. You knocked all the pins down. I can see you got a strike.
Yeah, well, that's one of the best strikes I've gotten in a long time.
A strike is just a strike, Leon. You know what I mean? Just, you made a strike, and a strike is a strike. There's no bad or good strikes. A strike's a strike.
Yeah, but the prophecy said that when I got a strike, everything in the world was going to change.
Well, that's true. So, you know, that's definitely going to happen.
Yeah? See? We all went down. Oh!
Shot. Hey, good shot. That's
Say
pretty
that.
Good.
Yeah, I changed the world.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Why are you yelling? You don't have to yell just because it's loud in here.
What? You're over there. I'm sitting over here by the pitcher of beer.
You guys have this basket of fries on lane 14.
Yeah, give me the fries.
Okay, I'm just going to set them right here by this pitcher of beer. Yeah.
Doreen, when I'm with you, it feels like sometimes the world just stops in its rotation.
I feel exactly the same way, Alan. Exactly the same way, like... We're just here together, sort of on a head of a pin, kind of. It's just Alan and Doreen.
Doreen, I am so glad you're with me on this. Because this sensory deprivation we've gone into has really made me focus on you, and not my job as a taxidermist, not my friends who run a men's massage league, just you, Doreen.
I love you, Alan. I'm trying to focus on you, but I am focusing on you. It's a struggle, but I'm doing it.
It's a struggle when it's just me in this tube with you.
My mind races. I just can't. I'm trying to turn it off, but just hold me. Just hold me and keep talking to me. And
okay, because I hold you, and when I hold you, I think of you. And you're saying when I hold you, you think of
pizza.
Pizza. Okay. Wow. Doreen? I am feeling neglected, even though you're right against me. I'm feeling ignored.
Well, that's... I'm just trying to share. I'm trying to be intimate. I'm trying to tell you what's really real.
I'm over here, Noreen.
Oh, you're talking
to the wall. That was the wall. I'm over here.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Rary.
I brought you some caramel. I hope you don't mind.
Thank you. They're going to pull the switch in like 3 minutes.
It's okay. I think it's going to be a good death.
What?
Oh, never mind.
That's easy for you to say. You're standing there. I'm the one who's strapped in.
But that's why I brought the caramels. I think it's gonna be a good thing. I think the caramels will. They'll alleviate some of the, the difficulty of passage.
I love Rolos.
Aren't they wonderful?
Shit.
Well, they've lowered.
It's the death bus.
It is the death bus. I've got to be going. But just remember me when the caramels are stuck in your teeth.
I love you, Rory.
I love you, too. May God have mercy on your soul.
That's not funny.
Okay. Hi, is this the death bus?
Welcome aboard.
This is my first time.
Would you go lower the lift? I need the lift.
Oh, God. Damn. All right.
I'm getting wet out here. It shouldn't be wet and on the death bus.
I can only do so many things, people. I am certified to row a boat.
Oh, I can help. I was on a rowing team just for a little while. I know how to row.
Okay, this is a bus now.
Oh.
There's no oarlocks. There's no mast. There's no stern. And I am out of my element.
Oh, my.
What time are we getting to Atlanta?
We have two stops. Hell and heaven. Atlanta is not on. This is express.
Well, the way this summer's going, it might be like hell.
Where's your ticket, sir?
My ticket is right here, sir. These five fingers roll into a ball of pain.
All right, that is not what I need. That is not what I need, people, all right? I have a simple job. It's to get your corpses to the afterlife. Please help me.
I need to be strapped in. I need some assistance.
I'll strap them in. Hold on. Here, let's just... This goes over that, and then around here, and then into the buckle.
Hook it in tight. Last time I was being...
All right, how about a little music, all right?
Magic bus.
Okay, no more music.
It's the worst karaoke tape I've ever heard. You have any original artists in there?
It sounded a little familiar, actually.
Oh, here we go. Here's Jackson Brown. Why don't you play that one?
The look of love.
What the?
Oh, my God.
Tonight.
That's Burt Bacharach. That's not Jackson Brown.
Oh, wow.
I thought you said someone would pick us up, John. I wore the short skirt because you said someone would pick us up.
Well, I was certainly would, Dottie. I thought you in that short skirt, I'd pick you up anytime.
Well, that's very flattering, but we haven't had a lift ever yet.
Maybe I should have shaved my legs. Maybe it's me in this short skirt that's keeping people away.
Maybe it's that ascot. Maybe your people are wondering why. Did you have a burrito for lunch?
That's what that tearing noise was. I'm sorry, but...
That's why we're not getting picked up, because they can smell that aroma.
Well, maybe I should loosen up my button or my belt or something.
Should take that cummerbund off.
But I love my cummerbund. This cummerbund is keeping my big old gut in. Excuse me. Oh, here, I'll just take my skirt off. There we go. Who's a wild man now? Who's a wild man? Look at that.
We could just go back to the rest area.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Sounds like there's a ship coming up the old canal. That sounds like a ship in the canal if I ever heard one. Whoa, my belly's all rumbly.
Captain, there's an iceberg ahead! Captain, there's an iceberg ahead!
Yes, I thought. So...
But don't we have to do something? We're gonna die if the ship hits that iceberg, Captain!
I'm sorry, how many bars are on your shoulder? One. That's one bar.
One bar!
So, don't tell me how to do my job, Ricky.
Captain, well, but... look out in the window, there's an iceberg.
Yeah, that's right, I know. There's an iceberg out there, Ricky.
I'm choking on my fear.
See, this is why I'm a captain, and you are not, Ricky. Because I know how to handle situations of stress.
Captain, there's something large on the radar.
Oh, is it an iceberg? Because I'm aware of that, Skip. I'm aware. I'm totally on top of this one.
It's not just an iceberg. It's a whole fleet of them.
Oh, you know what you call a fleet of icebergs? They're actually called a gaggle. A gaggle. See, I went to captain school and I know these things, Skip.
Shik-dunk, shik-dunk, shik-dunk. What's going on out here? Everybody see that iceberg out in front of us?
Okay, yes, it is right out there and I am right on top of it.
Why don't you get underneath it, if you know what I mean?
Squawk! All right, you know what? You guys all need to go below deck. Below deck now. I'm in charge here. I am the captain.
Fine. I'll be at the radar station.
I would prefer you there.
I'll be in the chocolate room.
You know, I installed that room for morale, but I really just think you guys use it to hide from me.
Captain, I've got something large on the radar. I think it's more than an iceberg.
Okay, you know what, Skip? Part of the captain's job is knowing when to ask for help. I'm asking you for help. Tell me what's on the radar, Skip.
It looks like a pony. It looks like a large pony coming across the water at us.
I am the ice pony. You are not in my terrain.
All right, I am going to negotiate with the ice pony. All right? This is part of my job as captain. So give me a flare gun.
Suit yourself, Captain. I'm not coming away from the radar.
Quit talking through that comb and wax paper, you idiot.
Ahoy there, ice pony! Ahoy!
This is not a place for mortals. I will have to destroy you with my massive hoof.
Alright, okay, this is something that I covered in my second week of captain school. Negotiating with foreigners. Can we offer you some beads or blankets?
Flashback to captain school.
you've got the prow, and after that there's the... I guess there's the aft. I don't again.
What do you think, Rex? Do we pass him?
I think we should fail him entirely, but send him out on the ocean anyway.
He's all flibbity-jibbity.
I don't care... Give him his wings, or whatever captains have on the jackets, and send him out.
Flippers? Another flipper? No, there'd be little waves, I guess.
There's some sort of, like, laurel patchy epithet. No, not an epithet.
What are you trying to say?
I don't even know
anymore. Where's
the
dictionary I gave you, you big fat tit?
I've placed it upon my breast so that the definitions would go to my heart.
Well, for the love of everything smaller than you can see, please read it.
The bow is the front. The stern or the aft is the back.
I knew that.
Starboard is the right side.
Don't forget the sails, the part about the sails.
Yes, of course, the sails is the mainsail and... The mainsail...
And by all means, don't forget Windjammer.
Yes, of course.
Important to recall Windjammer.
You don't have that.
You don't know what Windjammer is. You can't bloody get out of the dock, can you?
So true.
Windjammer is vital.
So true, Rex.
Must know Windjammer.
That's, you know, that's Rex's name. The rest of the Navy, he's Rex Windjammer.
Windjammer.
I didn't know that. You guys got nicknames?
We have nicknames. I'm Thomas Slapper.
That doesn't sound like a part of a boat.
No.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, God, my beautiful Princeton face.
Oh, that's right. The slapper is the part underneath the boat that when you run into a pod of dolphins, bits of flesh get stuck to it and is referred to as the flapper. But I am not Flapper, I am Windjammer.
And I'm Slapper.
And I'm Squeak.
Dude, I'm gonna get to the 16th level. I'm gonna get the 14th extra ball.
I just want you to know that I am totally, totally gonna love you, even if you don't make this ball, Dan.
Oh, dude, everybody's gonna love me if I make this ball, though. It's like so in the karma for me.
I'm just letting you know that setting yourself up for success can sometimes burn you. But we're not going to burn our friendship.
All right, Raj. You got it, buddy. You know, you're my longest, most respected friend, and I trust you no matter what you say. But if I make this, dude, I'm going to have more than one friend, finally.
I'm just saying, if ifes were fishes and wishes, I'd have a boat full of wishes, man.
Oh.
I'm just saying, if... But we will still be on the same plateau of goodness.
You got it, man. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Look at that, Raj. 16th level.
Great, man. That's great. Just because our friendship doesn't make a whiz knock, kind of a rattly, kind of like a parrot sound.
Dude, I'm going to take you places that you've never dreamed of being.
I've dreamed of being a lot of places.
I've
dreamed of the beach with you.
Right.
And pizza parlors with you.
We went to the beach and the pizza parlor, though. I mean,
those dreams came true. We have reality.
Well,
not pinball dreams.
But I make 16th level. What now? What's left, Raj? What's left? Something's got to be left. There's got to be a new height to attain. Raj, we can't live in Troutdale forever.
I made us some cocoa.
I swear you are perfect. You are just perfect. Perfect wife. Perfect friend. Perfect lover.
Oh.
Perfect chef.
You build a perfect fire.
Wow.
Look at that. Look at how it just transforms that whole space. Not every fire looks like that.
Well,
how'd you get it to be rainbow?
Well, I used to,
What's your secret?
Do you want me to tell you, or...?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a time traveler.
What?
Never mind. I'm a time traveler. Forget it. I'm a time traveler. Just ignore me. I'm a time traveler.
Like Donnie Darko, or...
Exactly.
Really?
Like Quantum Leap. You know that guy?
Uh-huh.
What's his name? Bucklea? Baklava? Star Trek?
It escapes me, but... Yeah. Wow, so... Forwards and... In history and now?
Well, now wouldn't be really time traveling. I mean, now is now.
No, but I mean, you can shift.
Oh, you mean like
dimensions and stuff?
Oh yeah, total. Oh yeah, yeah, dimensions.
Wow.
Yeah, places too.
So if you wanted to, you could just poof right now, be in Tibet in 200 years.
Exactly. But it wouldn't be there anymore. It'd be China. How do you feel now? Huh? How do you feel about an entire race of people and their culture being destroyed?
Well, you're kind of harshing my romantic cheek.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
But that's okay.
The things I've seen traveling time and space and...
I bet you've been with a lot of women.
Well, it's true. I was with Angelina Jolie when she was 10.
Oh, ew.
But I don't mean like in an intimate way. I'm just saying we went to get cotton candy. But she was so fucking hot at 10. It's crazy. I'm sorry.
I think the cocoa is burning. Hey, mister, you got some spare change for me and my talented friend? Come on, just a quarter.
Sure.
Just a smile.
Are you guys part of a religion or something, or?
No, they're just talented.
Interesting.
That's Jeff.
Jeff has something in his mouth. Oh, that's gross. He's whistling out of the hole in his cheek.
That's Roland.
Ronan?
Roland.
Oh, Roland. That was Roland.
Roland and Jeff. And Meg.
Oh, nice to meet you guys. Sorry?
Oh, Jeff, be polite.
He doesn't know how to use his tongue. I think if he just moved his tongue, he could actually... It's really weird.
His tongue's actually three times the size of a normal man's.
Oh. Oh, my God. Holy cow. It looks like a lung. It looks like an entire lung, his tongue. Wow.
That's why I love him.
And Roland, does Roland have any...
Roland's gifted in many ways.
It's very beautiful whistling, though. Kind of disturbed. It's like a chest wound. It's like a sucking wound. Wait.
Roland swears that his mom was a whale.
Huh. Wow, this is...
He's trying to spouteralize. Huh. You know. So, got a quarter for...
Oh, after that? Are you kidding? Yeah, I have... Here you go. Jingle, jingle, jingle. There you go.
Oh.
I'm getting a little wet there from that leather tongue. Okay.
And this room over here, Ice Pony, is our chocolate room.
Chocolate room. Well, if I got to have just a little bit of it, I would not have to destroy this magnificent ship.
I would be honored if you would take a dip in our chocolate pond.
A pony swimming in a chocolate pond?
We are not here to judge you. We are merely here to trespass through your land of ice.
All right, here goes. Whee! It's very viscous.
You look suited for a life of chocolate. Let me just say that. You look like a popsicle that should always be.
I can only eat so much. I feel like I'm sinking a little bit.
Oh, eat some more, my little pony friend. Help yourself. And that is how you captain. All right?
Windjammer.
Alan, I am focused now. I'm totally present and here with you now.
Hmm? I'm sorry,
You dropped off the street, didn't you? Oh, you peed in the isolation tank? I don't
punishing a person for being honest is not really good communication skills. Peeing in the isolation tank. Mm-mm.
Oh, I didn't realize there was a list of do's and do nots in an isolation chamber. I thought it was just about each other.
Well, you would think there was basic hygienic, you know, protocol. What if I just, you know, I don't know, drop a load right here in the isolation tank? How would that make you feel?
Would you be making it towards me, or is it just be doing it? Because that's what I need to know. See?
Excuse me.
This is communication now. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty, all right? We are facing people. We are facing each other on our basis levels.
It's floating above your head.
You've got 10 more hours in the isolation chamber. 10 more hours.
I wish I could take it back.
I don't. I am so glad. I feel closer to you than I've ever felt just talking.
Alan, that's just love, you know? That's love. You're not scared of my bodily waste? That's amazing.
Are you scared of that? Don't be. Don't be!
It's the corn that's scary.
Focus on me. Focus on what we have. It is beautiful!
Wow, look at that one.
Honey, get down.
Look at that. Honey, I can almost grab it.
Honey, sweetie, get down. June, why? I told you we should have stayed in the hotel. This is terrible. June, do you have anything to say for yourself? You're just going to sit there and slouch?
I was thinking about popcorn.
Popcorn would be great right now.
If we
don't die.
Well,
the sparks are flying everywhere!
Sally, please, get down in the trench, please, honey.
I mean, how are we supposed to know there was going to be a revolution here?
I thought, didn't you research, did you look in the Lonely Planet website?
I had a guidebook. I had the same guidebook you had, Larry.
Well, the one I had a big black skull and crossbones over the name of the country, which I can't even remember right now because I'm scared.
Okay. Well, I embraced the skull and crossbones because I wanted us to have a vacation we wouldn't forget.
Sally, put your dress down, honey.
No!
Put your dress down.
I want some sparks to hit me.
Come, no.
I want to feel alive.
Honey, get down, back down in the trench, please, sweetie.
I mean, we could have gone to Knott's Berry Farm again, Larry, for the third consecutive year, but I chose vacation this year. I chose it.
Well, I just hope you're happy. Because I think, Sally, something bad might happen to Sally.
I'm going to go chase a... Is that what you call... Is that the sniper?
Sally?
Make a memory, baby! Make a memory!
I'll be back in a second!
Sally, no, honey, come back here! Sally!
See, Larry, this is the difference between me and you. I don't think memories can be bought. They have to be made!
Oh, my God, what is she doing? Look at her, she's just standing in front of that tank! Sally, honey! Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Larry, will you even look at me when I'm talking to you?
Dude, Sally just got run over by a tank. Are you crazy?
Daddy. You know what?
Oh, my God, she's still alive. I've got to go save her.
I'm smashed.
I'm going to tear my clothes so that I look tougher. Slice my arm here.
Wait, where's the Polaroid? Where is the Polaroid?
On me.
Oh, I got an
kiss me.
Huh?
You kiss me.
Oh, this wasn't in the Lonely Planet.
I'm gonna go save our daughter.
All right, try to stay in focus.
It's a good one, Larry.
Oh, it's pretty simple. It's your toner. It's just you just got bad. Your toner's almost out. That's
oh,
all.
Oh God, I'm so glad you. It was that simple. And you knew exactly what to do. I have this project.
Come here. Let me just hold you for that. Thank you. Oh my God.
It's okay.
I usually don't hug repairmen, but
yeah, it's okay.
But he was sweating. He was really nervous.
I mean, we have the Chief Tilcombe account due.
Yeah, I mean, we'd be screwed if we didn't get that done. So
I'm just gonna massage you.
You're a hero.
No, that's okay. Thank you. You're wrinkling. I have this blue shirt. Thank you.
How does it feel to like save people's lives every day?
Well, pretty important, I guess. I feel, I'm able to save people and make them feel.
You know what? I'm just gonna kiss your cheek.
What?
And your neck.
Ow, I haven't shaved, so I don't.
Oh, just accept.
Thank you so much. Okay. I can't.
It's not a problem. Oh well, you know what? Now that I'm here, I might as well just go ahead and remove this. There's a paper jammed in here too. Get that pulled out of there.
Oh my God!
Yeah, there.
Zip. Oh. Flip. Click.
Oh, it's a thing of beauty. Wow.
Oh, thank you so much. This is making my life so much easier.
Shoot, don't. What's going on in here? What the devil is that doing in his mouth?
It's gratitude.
I need to make some copies. Get your bare ass off the machine, boyo.
Love is in the air. Everywhere I look around. Love is in the air. Every sight and every sound.
All right, see? I have music on this death bus that isn't sung by me. Are you happy?
I want to go somewhere where they show stuffed alligators.
I like the death bus. I think you're such a nice driver. I like the music.
Thank you. I cannot guarantee your positive attitude will get you into heaven.
Well, whichever.
Look at that, huh? He doesn't care about stuffed alligators, seeing their loved ones anymore. He is concerned just about the now and here.
Are we almost there? Wherever we're going? I mean, I know you just go between two destinations, but we haven't really arrived anywhere yet. I'm just curious.
We are en route. I can assure you of that. I have map quested. I have zeroed in our location.
Why are we stopping here?
It's limbo. Oh. You didn't say anything about limbo.
Wait, hold on.
We're going to have a slight layover in limbo.
Oh my goodness.
There's neon or two.
Welcome to the Limbo Cafe. What would you like?
I'll have the usual. That is an emu burger, a cup of coffee,
right,
in a tin can.
I gotcha.
I'll be in the back.
How about you, ma'am?
I'd like a Denver scramble.
Denver scramble, gotcha. You, sir?
I guess I'll just have a pineapple.
Pineapple?
Smoothie.
Sure thing, smoothie, gotcha. I'll just whip that up right now for you.
It's really nice that they've got these kind of accommodations in Limbo. I always thought it would just sort of be nothing.
We got it back up in the kitchen. This is going to be a short wait, so sit tight.
How long? Like an eon?
Yeah, about that.
By back up in the kitchen, do you mean something else?
No, I mean back up in the kitchen. There's a long line of orders.
So by long line of orders, do you mean...
I mean that there's approximately 8 million tickets that are getting filled.
So 8 is in reference to actually...
Millions of tickets, yeah.
So by tickets... I can only assume you're thinking about...
Orders of food, yes.
Food?
Meaning
food is...
Nourishment for dead souls.
Or protein, which is
sometimes
prominent
in animal flesh, as well as certain beans.
Beans, by beans, you mean...
like a legume?
By sort of, you're saying
that... I'm saying that... I will slide the big, fat, pulsing mambo jumbo into a pair of buns.
Sliding.
And lather it up with some serious mayo and condiment action.
Grandfather. Grandfather, I've lost my way. I don't feel like I'm on the right path anymore.
Well... it is obvious that you need to go into the fire.
What, I'm not familiar with that ritual, Grandfather.
You need to go into the fire. You have reached the age. The age is different when you are half white, like you are.
This explains the horrible... horrible burns all over your body, and why my father has them, but my mother does not.
They are not burns to me, little Jerry. It is hard for me to say American white names. I mean, post-American, because anyway. So, they are not burns to me, little Jerry. They are scars of freedom.
I was looking for more advice on if I should continue with my major. And oh my, wow! You lit.
Here, take this stone.
It's a lot of oily rags.
Take this big stone and put it somewhere where I can't see it.
In the fire?
Put it somewhere on your body.
Oh, on my body. Okay, right.
It will be hot. Do not show me your pain.
Oh, I really was just looking on whether or not I should move out or...
You will have your answers if you go to the fire. Do you smell the freedom of your flesh?
Oh, man. Worse than that time I got stuck in that deprivation chamber.
Do you see the beasts? Oh, close your eyes and open them. Open your eyes and close them. No, close them, open them. Open them. Close them. Close your eyes and open them.
Grandpa Murray always just gives me money.
I do not have money. The money I have was taken by all of your people. And your mother's people.
I'm sorry.
Here, take this bone and replace one of your bones with it.
I'm okay.
Here, take this bone. Put it where one of your bones is now.
All right.
Use this bone and replace one of your current bones with it.
All right. I'm not familiar.
I guess I'll need to put down this burning rock.
Oh, ouch. It's on my foot. Remove the rock sorry. From my foot.
I guess you've already made the journey. It'd be redundant for you to do it again. All right, I'll just, I'll choose an arm bone, because, it's easier to look.
That is perfect.
And I'll just jam. Oh, God! Oh, my flesh is already so tender from the third degree burn.
There is no pain in this world. There is no pain, grandson.
You just burn off the pain?
Is here, that take idea? This, put this hat somewhere you would never wear a hat.
Mom, what do girls go through when they become of age in our culture?
Well, first they go through filling out a dress properly.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Which you haven't gotten there yet, Cindy.
No.
I'm wondering if you're ever going to sprout, you know. I've noticed your friends are all a lot more buxom.
I'm wondering that, too. I mean, now that I'm 24.
Yeah, well, Mommy loves you anyway.
I was at a bar last night. Someone called me olive oil. What's olive oil?
That's clever.
What is it?
Well, Popeye's girlfriend was tall and thin and flat.
What? I thought it was just something you cooked with. It was.
Well, that's one version of olive oil, sweetie, but. So that's what happens when women become of age in our culture. It's that you're ridiculed and you're held up to unfair comparisons and you're made fun of and called names. But you better get used to it, Cindy, because you've got many gifts, but physical beauty isn't one of them. And neither is grace. So, I love you anyway, and I don't think that you should ever get your hopes up about finding a mate, but...
I don't want to be a woman, Mom. I want to be a pony.
Well, you know, maybe next lifetime, Cindy. I don't know what to tell you about that, sweetie.
I'm just going to head north. That's all. Goodbye, Mom.
And that's how I became the ice pony.
Wow, that's a fascinating story. I'm just going to...
I was just stepping on the frost.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. You know, I think the chocolate really brings out your personality a lot more.
I think that it raised my serotonin level, and I felt much better now. It
covered your jagged edges. You seem so much more accessible. You know, I'm not a real captain.
No?
Didn't pass captain school. I couldn't tell you a yardarm from a bow staff.
Well, you seem to do a fine job navigating that ship into my terrain.
Well, you know, I've found that just acting like you know what you're doing, like you. You act like you're an ice pony, and I believed you. That's amazing.
Well, it wasn't easy transforming myself into a evil four-legged, now chocolate-covered immortal creature.
Well, if you're done with your little story, I'm going to start dealing these cards.
Deal them up.
All righty. I'm going to keep dealing for a little while. There.
They're playing rummy?
Aye. Dead man's rummy.
Hold the cards in my hoofs. All right. Someone smell popcorn.
I smell burnt popcorn. Curses.
They say that is the smell of knowledge in certain native cultures. Burning popcorny, fleshy kind of smell. You've changed something in your life. I don't know. I read it one time in a Pika magazine.
Three queens.
What'd you call me?
Queen.
Shut your mouth or I'll come over there and shut it for you.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, that's right. I'll come over there and make your ears stand around and look at each other.
Sure you will.
All right, let's play cards like professionals, like the two seamen, captain, and ice pony we are. And I have gin. Go fish.
I've got a royal flush.
I've got two aces and a whore.
I've got a headache. I'm going back to my bunk.
No, you're not. You've got money on the table. You're not going anywhere. Sit your butt down.
Actually, I left something in the chocolate.
Nobody's room. Going nowhere. Duct tape, duct tape, duct tape.
Oh, come on now. Not this again.
Shut up and play this game.
I could see that it was duct tape. You didn't need to tell me.
Well, some people don't know it, so I have to say it out loud.
Don't you come near me with that. I swear I'll...
Duct tape! Duct tape!
I never would have thought duct tape and ice would... You wouldn't think you could...
Don't you have any frosty powers you could exercise on his mad duct taping?
The chocolate messed them all up.
Damn the chocolate.
I have to wait till I melt a little bit and then I'll help everybody.
Dude, man, listen. You've been playing asteroids.
I can. I'm just about to the giant UFO face-off. Look, man, this is it. This is the new height. You can't stop me.
You keep pushing yourself so hard to find something that can't be put down to gigabytes and microchips.
Okay, Mr. Arcade Philosopher. What would you do if I wasn't here playing a game? What would you do if I didn't exist? Think about that, huh? While I'm shooting this asteroid.
I would say that I wouldn't exist because existence is just... God, man. I'm existing because of you. Without you, I don't exist. See, that's why our friendship is so pure and it has to keep going.
Yeah. You want to, like, go into my garage and hang out like we've hung out before, then? Huh? Should we just blow this joint?
Come on, man. Triple Nickel needs us, man. Troutdale needs us to be friends, to keep friendship alive.
All right, man. That was really moving. I'm putting down my quarters. And I'm stepping away from the joystick. Let's get out of here.
What do you think, sweetie? Paris, 1932. You like it?
Oh, my God. It's exactly as I've envisioned it. This is amazing. Oh, let's sit at that little cafe.
I guess it seems, it doesn't seem like a real French cafe, but I guess we can go there. It's cool.
Well, it's in France.
I know, but...
Hello? Can I help you?
Oh, God. See, This is not French at all.
Please, let me take your hats.
Is he playing the Star Wars thing? What does that have to do with France?
Sweetie, are you sure this is... Did you get the coordinates all
right,
mixed up?
Everybody put on your fish ties, and we are going to have the best meal ever.
Could I have un peu café, s'il vous plaît?
Oui, je te laisse à le dans l'orange, pour favor, père, s'il vous plaît.
Como él dice, grandes muchachos blended.
All right, I'm going to try again. Sorry, hold on.
I think you got it in Steve Martin.
Close your eyes. I know. I didn't want to say it because I didn't want to just say it, but I think that's what happened. I didn't want to talk about it, frankly, because I was just appalled at the concept. So I want you to just close your eyes.
Okay.
We're going to go somewhere totally different.
I'm going to close my eyes. I've got them closed.
Oh shit, I can't swim!
Atlantis!
What are you guys doing here?
What the fuck?
Welcome to Atlantis.
I thought this was a mythical place, like
Would you like some candy?
Wow! Wait. Are you okay? Can you breathe?
All of a sudden, I can breathe. Totally fine.
I can breathe.
We've afforded our powers of breathing water to you as a hospitality.
Oh, I get it, honey. It's supposed to go like this.
Well, thank you, Merman.
Of course. It's really easy to do. Now you know our secret. Don't take it with the surface to
me. Oh, we wouldn't do that.
Did you guys have popcorn? Pop, sorry, just tell me about doing this. Popcorn?
We have popcorn shrimp.
Fish don't eat popcorn.
That's honey. Weird. Dang, you're right.
Well, I hope you will stay around. We're about to have a movie. You don't like watching movies, don't you?
Oh, movie.
It's the original Poseidon Adventure. It's what? Our favorite.
Gene Hackman!
It's like...
and Shelly Winters.
Oh, she is stuck in a tube.
And right. Good one, you remember it.
And it was sung by Maureen McGovern.
Shelly Winters, Dottie's in it.
And Leslie Nielsen.
All aboard! Death Bus is headed out of here, okay? Get on if you don't want to spend eternity here.
That was the best moon over Miami I've ever had. It was worth the Aeon wait.
Yeah. All for a Denver death scramble now.
Well,
is there going to be any other sightseeing opportunities on the way to our destination?
Fortunately, we are reaching the peak of the trip. If you look off to your left, you can see an iceberg.
Oh, look at
that. That's what an iceberg looks like.
Off to your right, you can see a band of GIMP musicians.
Go, Jeff.
As we go along, you can see what appears to be some sort of sensory deprivation chamber.
I really do love you, sweetie. I love you so much now.
I love everything about you.
I love everything that comes out of you.
I am just... You're just glorious.
10 more minutes in the chamber. 10 more minutes.
Oh, I don't want to leave now.
Neither do I. And coming up over here, you can see what appears to be some sort of pinball wizard.
I did it!
Oh, man.
I did it!
Friendship.
I broke the machine for you, dude.
Thanks, God! That's really what friendship's all about. It's not about things that we do. It's about just being with each other.
Right on.
I'm sorry, I'm afraid you lose, Ice Pony. You lose big.
Well, I don't have any money to pay up any debts or anything like that. I'm already covered with chocolate. What worse could happen?
Oh, it's a lot worse could happen. Here. Here's the carcass of another pony. You have to replace your body with this carcass. What? Of another pony.
I can't transfigure like that.
Yes, you can. You're an Ice Pony.
Ice Pony. I'm here to save you.
Oh, no, you don't. Get out of here. No. Goddamn you.
Oh, it's the Merman.
Well, I brought my murder friends with me, Captain.
Dustin Hoffman.
Jimmy Sigourney Weaver.
Marvin
Paul. And Elizabeth Taylor. They're all here with me to take your ship.
Over there, you can see some sort of negotiation between merpeople and ice creatures. Coming up finally on our left before we enter the pearly gates, there appears to be some sort of horribly scarred young lad. Grandfather?
How do you feel?
my nerve endings have been burnt off, and I don't know why I had to swallow an eel live.
It is because the eel represents a better person. A eel represents your inner organs. Here. I am removing my own guts.
Oh my God! Liver, appendix, colon, eel?
Yes. Here.
Grandfather, this...
Give me your bones in exchange for my guts.
All right, here you go.
Do it.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. Where are we, honey?
That was amazing.
I
think we're at a...
What?
I think we're at the gates of,
Oh, my.
I think we're at the gates of heaven.
What?
Did you ever try and travel here before?
I've never been here before.
That's St. Peter. That looks exactly like St. Peter in my...
Ha! How's it going?
Oh.
Oh, no.
Is he everywhere?
No.
Is he just everywhere?
Welcome to heaven!
Hi, St. Peter.
You okay, honey?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just was overwhelmed for a second.
Well, that's pretty overwhelming.
Yeah. Could you look on your list and check the book and see if there's, Tony Time Traveler plus one?
I've got plus one, but no Tony.
Oh, well, that's awkward.
What do you mean? You check that list again. I must be on there.
Let's see. Tina the Tic Tac, Tracy the Toe Fish, and Timmy the Tonsillitis. No time traveler!
Oh, Tony, goodness. I mean, what did you do that was so prohibitive into the gates of heaven? I mean...
I gotta be honest. I have not liked one of your movies. I mean, not even one of them. I thought your stand-up was amazing. But I didn't like any of your movies.
That's not really the way to...
What?
Your way into that.
Not even the joke?
All right, everybody off my bus!
Here we are. Find me. Here we are. Maybe I can use a bathroom.
But I haven't even seen a beaver yet.
I don't care. I'm just glad to be somewhere, finally.
Take your complaints to the man upstairs.
So we are at heaven. Am I correct? I don't want to jump the gun, but you said it could go either way. We made it to heaven?
Hello, I'm God. Who's coming in and who's staying out? We got a big party in here.
Shuk-dung, shuk-dung, shuk-dung. Hurry up and make up your choices. You're coming or you're going. Me and God got a game to play.
Come on, we're playing a big game again.
Is there room in there for an ice pony or ice pony?
I'll deal.
Oh, I never win these games.
And that concludes another heavenly episode of The Listeners. Over there in Studio Double I, we had...
Brad Fourier.
John Breen.
Adam Higgins.
And Marilyn Devine.
And Devine.
Devine. Devine.
Ratio.
And The Listeners will return June 12th from 11 p.m. to midnight. In the meantime, you can enjoy great radio theater every Monday from 11 p.m. to midnight. Next Monday, it's Gremlin time. And in 2 weeks, on the fourth Monday, we have a special presentation. It's the Jambalaya Theater Playhouse, featuring all the great radio theater shows on KABU. And then Memorial Day, from 11 p.m. to midnight, it's the Sudden Radio Project. So keep listening, and good night.
Stay tuned for the Tiki Cha-Cha Club.